Welcome, everyone, to this December 2013 edition of the Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. I'm your host, Matt Dudley. The aim of this program is to bring you timely information on various energy topics, focusing on those that may be of particular interest to Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. Today, we're going to be talking about home energy assessments. What are they? How do they work? My guests today are Kathy Stoffel, a customer service coordinator with the Compact, and Patrick Golars, a residential energy specialist with Rise Engineering. Kathy and Patrick are going to talk to us about this particular service offered by the Compact and what to expect from signing up for a home energy assessment. Patrick, Kathy, welcome.
Hey, Matt.
Hi, thank you.
So, this is the time of year when people are turning on their heat, might be thinking about their energy bills, with respect to their heating costs. Maybe worried about how they're going to make it through the winter. Is it going to be cold? Is it going to be a warm winter? Maybe thinking about ways that they can save. I know that that energy conservation has been a buzzword kind of lately, mm-hmm. with respect to how, we buy energy efficient cars if we want to reduce our dependence on oil, and everybody wants to go solar or find out how we can, integrate wind into how we create electricity. But there's some things that can be done kind of at a, at a micro scale, I guess, in your house. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's one thing. When I got into this whole energy saving business and everything, that's one of the reasons I got involved in the whole thing was the whole renewable energy and the whole push for the green movement and everything. And when I started getting involved in those things, one of the first things I learned was that the energy efficiency is really the base of the whole energy efficiency. No, I'm sorry. What I meant to
energy
say was
conservation pyramid.
Yeah, conservation and efficiency is really the base of the pyramid as far as, the green movement. So, that's really where it's more practical to put a lot of your money and resources into rather than reaching for the kind of higher up things like solar and things like that.
So it doesn't make sense to put a huge solar, array on your house if you're wasting electricity.
Exactly.
Light bulbs or something like that. So
yeah, there's a lot more cost-effective ways to conserve energy and not really have much of an impact on your lifestyle.
Right. So if your goal is to put those solar panels on to reduce your electric bills every month, what you're saying is there's an easier way to do it.
Exactly.
Right. Yep. So Kathy, how does the Cape Light Compact help people out if they want to do that easier way?
Well, the first step would be to call our 800 number, which is 800-797-6699, to sign up for a home energy assessment. And we don't only just do homes, we do commercial audits, we do municipal audits, and we also have programs specifically designed for low-income customers. We have programs to help out tenants also.
So the Cape Light Compact has a lot of different energy conservation, I guess energy efficiency programs.
Yes.
So today what I want to talk about is I want to talk really the meat of the home energy assessment, right? So, I own a house here on Cape Cod. Any of the listeners, if you live on Cape Cod, you pay your utilities, you're concerned that maybe you're wasting energy where you shouldn't be, where you don't need to be, maybe your costs are higher than you want them to be. It sounds like the Cape Light Compact's a good first step to try to get those costs down and save some energy.
It's the best first step.
So to call the Cape Light Compact, again, is that 1-800-797-6699 number. So say, let's walk through it as if I'm signing up for an assessment, which I recently did. So I've got some pretty good experience in this. So I call the Cape Light Compact. What's next? What do you ask me? What do I need?
We just get some basic information from you. It'd be helpful if you had your electric account handy, because sometimes we're not able to find you on the system by the address, but some basic information, mailing address, phone numbers, what style house it is, how big it is, what your heating fuel and hot water fuel is, just basic information. And then we get you signed up and you'll get a call later to schedule an appointment.
So the information that you're looking for, electric account, for our listeners, you may wonder why we need that, but it's because that's how we tie everything that we do back to you and claim savings for it, because that's the goal of the Compact. Why are you looking for information about the house? Maybe Patrick, you can speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, when we show up to do an energy assessment, it's helpful if we have some background information of the house, the style of the house, type of heating system, hot water system, because that determines what various tests we're going to perform at the time of the energy audit. Also, it's helpful to know the age of the home because, you know, over time, the practices of insulating homes and things like that has changed. So depending if it's an older or newer house, it might need more attention or less.
So whatever information someone can give us before you actually get out there. So, you know, just for the people listening, you are an actual home energy auditor.
Yes.
You'll be the one if, you know, there's a good chance that you'll be at someone's house if they call for this assessment.
1 in 7.
Yeah. So that information, it helps really to get you prepared so you know what kind of time that you're going to be investing, what you're really looking forward to once you get there so you're not surprised.
Yes.
So that's good. I call the compact, get signed up for an assessment. It's through our standard residential program that it would be referred over to you guys at Rise Engineering. Mm-hmm. There are a couple different ways that people can participate, but that's for another conversation, I think, just because there's a lot that can be said about absolutely everything that we have. So say I get referred to Rise Engineering for this residential program. Do I get an assessment the day after I call? Does it take a little bit of time? Are there a lot of people? Is there like a long queue of people right now, especially?
If you call in the summer, chances are you can get an appointment that week. Once we get into heating season, we're looking at about 4 to 6 weeks for a wait.
And why is that?
Because everybody waits at the last minute.
So everyone's turning on their heating systems. They're kicking on the heat now, and then they think, oh, I should have called Cape Light Compact. And it sounds like they are. So it sounds like you've this cold snap has really increased your call volume there at the call center?
Yes. And also they try to turn on their heating systems and they may not come on, so they're looking for rebates for their heating systems.
Yeah, and that's another thing that the Cape Light Compact offers aside from the home energy assessment program is pretty generous rebates on both heating and cooling equipment. All right, so I'm signed up for this energy assessment. I'm scheduled, it's been 4 weeks. I'm waiting for Patrick to come to my house. Patrick, once you get there, what am I looking forward to? What are you gonna do?
So what we do, we generally show up in teams of two, an auditor and a technician, and we're going to do some diagnostic testing of the home. We do what's called the blower door test, which is an air tightness test of the building. The technician will do some combustion safety testing on the heating equipment, make sure that's running safely and get the efficiency on it for you. We'll also look at your appliances and your lighting, and we offer a wide array of high efficiency light bulbs that we can switch out for you at the time of the audit if you're interested in that. And then, you know, the auditor will do a more in-depth inspection of the house, looking at the building shell, looking at the doors, windows, insulation levels all around, and, you know, they'll come up with what's called an action plan, which is a summary of, you know, all of our recommendations for improvements that will ultimately help you save energy and save money.
So when you're in the house, it sounds like you're looking for two separate things, ways to save electricity, whether it's the light bulbs or maybe appliances.
Mm-hmm.
Do you look at refrigerators, things like that? Are there any opportunities for energy savings with appliances or televisions or anything like that?
Yeah, specifically with the refrigerator, Cape Light does have a rebate program. It's a $150 rebate towards an Energy Star refrigerator if the existing refrigerator is deemed to be inefficient. So we have certain thresholds there that we go by. And then other appliances we don't necessarily have direct rebates for, but we might make suggestions on how to improve them or how to use them differently to make them more efficient.
And there's only because I signed up for the energy assessment recently, there's a little booklet that's sent out from the Department of Energy, the Energy Savers booklet.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Compact has those pretty much for everybody that wants them, right? And it's got a bunch of tips and tricks about how to save with all those other appliances that we don't necessarily deal with through the Compact's program.
Right. Yeah, in addition to the home energy action plan that we will, write up for you as part of the energy assessment that's really specifically tailored towards your house, we'll also leave a packet of, kind of general information that has information about tax credits that are available and, like you said, other ways to save energy.
Right, yeah. One of the ones that I noticed was when you use your dishwasher, instead of having it go into the dry cycle, just open it up.
Yeah.
Because the dry cycle uses these electric resistance heaters to heat up air and blow fans, where if you just opened it up, the air in your house would dry it out. I thought that was a pretty interesting trick. So aside from the electric, you're looking for thermal opportunities, right?
Yeah.
So how is my house losing energy? Is, you know, if I think it's pretty good. I've got a little bit of insulation in the attic or...
Right, yeah. Generally, most homes that we encounter are, I would say, they're under-insulated to our, you know, specifications or recommendations, which I think follow the Department of Energy recommendations for our climate. One example is, you know, in attic areas, we recommend to have an insulation level of R49. The Massachusetts building code is R30. So even a house that was built, you know, yesterday, in a, to our standard, is still a little bit under insulated. And then as you go further back, you know, older homes, you will have less and less insulation. So we recommend to bring up the insulation in those areas. Basically, you know, as the cost of fuel continues to rise, the recommended depth of insulation continues to go with it. One of our auditors puts it really well. He says, you know, if he goes into a house that, you know, is all original insulation and everything, maybe oil heat or something, you know, built in the 70s, he says, your house is insulated for, you know, 1972 oil prices, but, you know, now you're paying 2014 oil prices, so it doesn't really match up. So
right, which may be 80 cents versus $3.80
exactly.
A gallon. So, yeah, you pointed out a good point there. Even new houses aren't, there's opportunities to make even new houses more energy efficient.
Yeah, there often is. Yeah, that's true.
So if your house was built recently, don't be afraid. There's still ways that we
right.
can help you. So, you know, these opportunities, you're saying we make recommendations for insulation. We make recommendations. I think air sealing is another one, right?
Yep.
If the house is drafty or cold.
Right. Air sealing is a big one. Yeah, another, you know, kind of anecdote is, you know, the insulation is like a nice warm wool sweater. But, you know, if you imagine yourself outside on a cold, windy day in just a wool sweater, you're going to be pretty cold because the air is going to go right through it. So the air sealing is, you know, the windbreaker that you'll put over that sweater. So air sealing specifically in a home, you know, again, in those unfinished areas like an attic, we'll go through and pull back the existing insulation and look to see if there's any penetrations through the ceiling surface, such as plumbing and electrical penetrations, any connections between the living space in those unconditioned spaces, and often it's pretty easy to seal those up properly, and that it's usually recommended in part of our work scope. And that goes back to the diagnostic test that I mentioned in the beginning of this description. The blower door test is specifically designed to measure the overall air tightness of the building, and there's a certain you know,
A target range,
a target range of air exchange that we want to see in each home, and more often than not, homes are more leaky than they need to be, which it's great for indoor air quality, but not so great for when you're trying to heat. So
right, too much fresh air is just kind of pouring money out.
Right,
those little cracks and crevices that go up into your attic.
Exactly.
So a lot of the things that you've described, they sound pretty expensive to fix. You know, air sealing, sealing up cracks, adding insulation. I mean, it sounds like even new homes, they need insulation. Just imagine how much an old home would need that's really poorly insulated. So I guess, Kathy, what does the compact have to, you know, are there ways that the compact can help with some of these costs that the recommendations that Patrick has made?
Well, as far as insulation goes, the compact will pay 75% of the cost, up to $4,000 for any of the insulation. And any air sealing of the leaks, we covered 100%.
So right now, in December 2013, or this time, you know, where we're airing right now, 75% of the cost, up to $4,000.
Right.
So, Patrick, how much insulation does a typical house see? I mean, do you see people that are, you know, that are taking advantage of that full incentive a lot?
Yeah, generally, I think I'd say $2,000 to $4,000 is average, I guess. I mean, just kind of off the top of my head, some homes, you mentioned older homes might need more, some homes would exceed that incentive cap, but we have ways to work around that as well to help, you know, maximize the potential incentives that the customer can receive. Sometimes we do work in multiple phases if need be. So yeah, I think an average home would need anywhere from, you know, $2,000 worth of work up to $4,000, and you know, Cape Light does, you know, offer to pay a significant portion of that. And generally, you know, the guidelines that we go for as far as, you know, cost savings benefits, any measure that we recommend should have, you know, no more than a 20-year payback. And since Cape Light Compact on average is paying about 80% of all of the costs of the job
when because of air because sealing of air is sealing. Free. Yeah.
You know, the customer payback is, you know, generally in the 3 to 5 year range.
So if I have a, you know, a $2,000 insulation job with, you know, $300 worth of air sealing, that's a $2,300 job that I would be looking at without, you know, in the absence of Cape Light Compact, if I wanted to do that, it would cost me, say, $2,300. But
right.
With these incentives, the air sealing's free, so we're back down to $2,000, and Cape Light Compact will pick up 75%, so that $2,300 job turns out to cost me $500.
Right.
Sounds like a no-brainer.
And, also, if for the customer portion, if that's for some reason not feasible to do, we also offer a 0% loan to help do the insulation work.
Right, because even $500 can, you know, hit the pocketbook pretty hard, especially this
especially this time of year.
Especially this time of year, right? Yeah. So, yeah, tell me a little bit more about that. The financing on the co-payment part of
So that. When the energy specialist comes out, he'll give it the heat loan intake form. And then that form will go back with any of your quotes for your equipment, and you get an authorization form, and that goes to the bank to apply for the loan. It's a normal bank loan, but Cape Light Compact buys down the interest rate, so it's 0% loan for you.
And how long does that, could it go for?
It could go for 7 years.
Up to 7 years, yeah. So, I mean, the $500 stretched over any period of time at 0% sounds like it would be pretty relatively easy to pay back. So it's a standard bank loan, so you still need to qualify for a loan.
Exactly.
You need the ability to repay and things like that. So the Cape Light Compact doesn't necessarily determine who's eligible for the loan.
That's right, we don't guarantee
them. That's between them and a bank. It's just once they do secure it, the compact pays down the interest.
Right.
Well, what other kind of stuff can that heat loan be used for?
For upgrading your heating system, converting to maybe gas from oil. If you currently have single-pane windows and you've already done insulation work, you can use the heat loan to replace the windows with the more efficient windows.
So that brings up a good topic. So windows. Everybody, you know, I guess window salesmen are really good, right? They want you to replace your windows, I guess, even before you do insulation. You know, I guess there's people that go out there and say you can save 30% on your heating bill just by replacing your windows. Does the Cape Light Compact replace windows? I mean, what does the compact do for windows other than the heat loan?
Nothing.
Yeah, like Kathy said, I mean, the heat loan is applicable if you have single pane windows. Then, you know, the heat loan can be used to upgrade to Energy Star rated windows. Generally, you know, windows are usually the kind of bottom of the priority level as far as the energy efficiency of a home goes. They usually have a really long payback time. It's a big investment to treat a relatively small area, you know, surface area of your home.
So if we go back to that term you used earlier of cost effective.
Yeah, exactly.
They may not necessarily be the most cost effective improvement.
Yeah, it's generally a 20-year payback or more, strictly from an energy standpoint. Of course, you know, there is other benefits to replacing your windows as far as functionality and, you know, the value of the home. So we don't, you know, say you shouldn't replace your windows, but, you know, our job is strictly from an, you know, energy efficiency standpoint, and that usually is pretty far down on the priority level. And you mentioned also, you know, sometimes people might put in new windows before they properly insulate their homes, and that really is kind of backwards, you know, where you might be able to, you know, treat the insulation of the home for a few thousand dollars, and it'll probably save you hundreds of dollars a year, whereas it might be several thousand dollars to replace all the windows and might only save you, you know, not much.
Yeah, it's not uncommon to replace all your windows and have it cost in the $20,000 to $30,000.
Exactly. Range. Yeah. Yeah. It's right. Going to take a long time to see that strictly, you know, on energy savings.
You're listening to the Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy. Our guests today are Kathy Stoffel, a customer service coordinator with Cape Light Compact, and Patrick Golars, a residential energy specialist with Rise Engineering. We're here talking about the Cape Light Compact's free home energy assessments and what else the compact has to offer. So, Kathy, back to the heat loan.
Yes.
If I am interested in, say, replacing my heating system, I have a propane furnace, right?
Yes.
It's old.
Yes.
It's pretty inefficient, I can only imagine, because it's been there since the house was built, 1980. I want to replace it. I want to do air conditioning, too. is that something that the heat loan can help me do? That's a pretty expensive, pretty expensive project if you want to add air conditioning and do a new furnace.
Most definitely, yeah. But you have to have the energy assessment first.
So the first step to that heat loan would be to call and sign up still.
Correct.
And yep. What's the number for that?
800-797-6699.
And you can find out more information about not only the heat loan or the energy assessment program, but really all the Compacts programs at their website, which is www.capelightcompact.org. And I think the number is pretty well plastered all over that website too. So once you get there, if you just remember we're here with Cape Light Compact, you can even search it on your favorite internet search engine and probably find the number. So someone calls that number, Kathy, you're the person that they talk to a lot of times, right?
50-50 chance of getting me, yes.
Yeah, so there's a really good chance. And
we have live answers most of the time. Occasionally we might get busy and you might have to leave a voice message, but we call people right back.
Yeah, so I won't be sitting on hold for hours and hours to talk to somebody that isn't local.
Hopefully not. No, we're right here in Barnstable.
Yeah, so the Compacts offices are here at the courthouse. That's where we're meeting today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another good part of the Cape Light Compact is, soup to nuts from management all the way down to installation is all local here on Cape. So, Patrick, you're located here on Cape, is that's
yep,
correct?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So you're on Cape, we're on Cape, our offices are on Cape. Goes all the way down to the installation contractors, which most are based on Cape as well. So, it's good that, this money's staying here on Cape. And speaking of the money, Kathy, where does it come from? How does the Compact afford to pay for these 0%, buy downs on loans and up to, pay me, $1,500 if I decide to move forward with insulation? Where do they get that money?
On the utility bill every month, there's an energy conservation charge that all the utilities collect. But for NSTAR customers on the Cape, that money is sent back to Cape Light Compact to fund these programs.
So the programs aren't funded by grants or, it's not a government program. It's all funded by us, the ratepayers, on our utility bills. That's
correct. You pay for the assessment ahead of time. You might as well call and take advantage of it.
So that goes back to that phrase I used earlier of no brainer, right? I'm paying into it every month. I might as well take advantage of it, right? And probably a few bucks a month, probably on your electric bill.
Probably just a couple dollars, yeah. But so you're only allowed to have assessment once every 12 months.
Once every 12 months. So I could call back next year and do it again.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. Makes it worth it. I mean, even if all you get is a few free light bulbs out of the deal, it pays for that investment that you make, I guess, every few months. Turn into light bulbs, I guess, now. Compact fluorescents, light-emitting diodes, LEDs. There's a lot of buzz about LEDs. Patrick, any thoughts?
Yeah, we were pretty excited to roll out the LEDs into our program. We've been doing the compact fluorescents for a long time, and we still are. We have about 17 different types of compact fluorescent bulbs, so we can pretty much match up any, light that you have in your house with a comparable, more efficient bulb. And then we just brought in the LEDs. We're allowed to give up to two LED bulbs per household. The reason for that is they're still prohibitively expensive to just, fill somebody's whole house with them.
They cost, right. If you go down to Home Depot, you still see them sitting up there around $30 a bulb.
Yeah, yeah, $20 to $30 a bulb. But they're really nice. I think that, in the next 10 years or so, I imagine more and more people are going to be gravitating towards those, and the price will come down just like compact fluorescents did. 20 years ago, a compact fluorescent bulb was $20.
Right, so they're pretty expensive.
Now we're literally giving them away. So, yeah. So I expect the same thing to happen with the LEDs. But a lot of the concerns that people have with the compact fluorescents are, non-existent in the LEDs, which is a big benefit.
What I recently found out, too, is that you guys are giving away bulbs that work in dimmers and three-ways, right, and bulbs that, when you went out and bought compact fluorescents 10 years ago weren't available.
Right. Yeah, that's true. We have dimmable floodlights. The LEDs that we're talking about are dimmable. We do have three-way bulbs. We have all kinds of styles and you know, some of them are covered, so, you know, people sometimes don't like to necessarily see that spiral, you know, in a ceiling fan, for instance.
Right.
And we have some bulbs that kind of look more like a conventional light bulb where they have a globe over the
It's like a spiral. Casing around the curly-Q exactly. guy, so you don't, yeah, so you don't see that.
And there's also no options. Charge for the light bulbs that we install.
Yeah, that's another
it's
thing.
It's all done at no charge.
At the time of the assessment, so, you know, that's an important takeaway is that it's not too good to be true, A, right? this is happening every day. I think, right. Kathy, you were alluding to how many people a week are signing up here on CAPE right now.
Well, we're getting about 80 calls a day.
Wow.
So we're looking at a good 300 a week.
So take a walk around your neighborhood, talk with your neighbors. Chances are someone has done this.
Yeah, that's true.
Chances are they would be more than willing to give high praise about the compact as well if they receive a lot of these things that you guys have described to me. Wow, yeah, sounds like a lot of stuff is getting thrown around for free, but just remember it's not really free. It's just a return of your investment that you've been making on that electric bill every month. So, this is good stuff. Good stuff, Kathy. Are there any limited time promotions here in December 2013? You know, anything coming up in the future that you see is being promising that people should look forward to from the compact?
We do have a special promotion going in through the end of February for at certain income groups. We'll now pick up 100% for any of the insulation costs.
Right. So the CAPE Light compact you mentioned earlier has got enhanced incentives for people that meet certain income criteria, right? And for the limited time only, that income criteria is kind of bumped up to include a bit more people here on CAPE. So,
and when you call for an assessment, you get an income form in the mail. So you fill that out and send it back to us, and then we determine the eligibility.
Oh, great. And if I wanted to know more information to, you know, say if I did, you know, see if I did qualify, I guess not only for this limited time promotion, which is called the Efficient Neighborhoods Program or initiative, right?
Right.
But in the future, say I listen to this down the road on the CAPE Light Compact's website or, you know, as a podcast, if you go on the Compact's website, you never know what might be popped up, you know, what might have popped up as a limited time promotion. So
it's always good to check our website.
Yeah.
And even for maybe special events that we're having for turn in for dehumidifiers or room air conditioners.
We see the compact in a lot of places, so, you know, I think there's a calendar on there too. that says where you're gonna be, and, you know, town meeting, you know, the Rotary show, like, mm-hmm. you guys had seen each other at earlier this spring. So this is all good stuff. Well, Kathy, Patrick, I thank you guys for joining us today and giving us all a lot of information about the compact and the program that you guys offer. And I'd like to thank you for what you do. Pretty good for all of us here on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard.
I look forward to hearing from all your listeners.
Yeah,
give a call. And Kathy, one more time, what's that number?
800-797-6699.
Great. Thanks, guys. You've been listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. Timely information on energy topics applicable to Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. If you have questions or topics that you'd like us to discuss on future shows, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org or give us a call at 1-800-797-6699. I'd like to thank my guests, Kathy and Patrick, for joining us today. I'd also like to thank all those up at WOMR who help us get the word out to you. Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, WOMR 92.1, and in Orleans, WFMR 91.3 on your FM dial. It's also streamed worldwide at WOMR.org. I'm your host, Matt Dudley. Thank you very much for listening, and please join us again next month. Same time, same place, same stations.